We're talking now with Ben Beyer, who's with Advanta, based out of Amarillo. Ben, let's talk a little bit about the efforts to try to improve the seed that's available to our sorghum producers here in the United States. What exactly, you know, what are some of the things you're really pointing to right now you're trying to accomplish?
One of the things that we're working heavily on is herbicide tolerance. Marketed through the Alta Seeds brand, which is our branded business in the U.S. for Advanta. And with DuPont Crop Protection, we will be one of the two companies offering the Enzyme trait, which is ALS resistance. In addition to that, we have our own proprietary and patented technology that we're looking to bring to market in 2017 and 2018. This herbicide tolerance will allow farmers to spray IMI herbicide over the top of sorghum to control grass and broadleaf weeds.
So a variety of ways to be able to attack the weed problem that we've got in sorghum fields.
That is correct. A great example of this is this past fall we saw a farmer out harvesting his sorghum in the high plains. And when I hopped in, I was looking at his yield monitor. And when we went from a clean part of the field to a part of the field that had a lot of grass weeds, his yield monitor went down from 7,000 pounds per acre down to 2,000 pounds per acre. So grassy weeds are a big problem in sorghum. We currently have ways to tackle the broadleaf weed, but we feel that solving the grass weed problem is the biggest issue right now in sorghum.
What are the other traits that you're trying to hang on to as you add those herbicide tolerant traits in?
Just in general, I mean, we're always working on better yield potential, whether you want to look at that as drought tolerance or water use efficiency. Also, we're maintaining our focus on pest and disease resistance. One of the great things about Advanta is we are a global company. Sorghum is one of our primary focus crops, and with having our global breadth, we're able to pull different traits from different parts of the world. So we're able to pull drought tolerance traits from Australia, pest and disease resistance from Argentina, and combine those traits with our high yield potential of the U.S. germplasm.
Varieties you're working on work well in the Southern Great Plains?
Of course. We have a really great offering right now, and we're going to have some new and even better hybrids coming on the market soon, both in the grains and in the forages.